Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or whatever, wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Splunge.
That would be a little weird, although that might be a nice coffee name.
Just that feels like a smoothie or something, or one.
Can
of
I
those.
Get a large Splunge?
Yeah, large.
That could be.
I feel like Splunge might be better at Churn and Spoon.
That's what I was gonna say. We might could have a milkshake
like a milkshake. Yeah, like a Splunge.
I don't. By the way,
feels fruity.
Yeah, went and got a cookies and cream. Milkshake at Churn and Spoon the other day. It was gone in like 5 minutes.
We don't give Churn and Spoon enough love. We really don't.
No, it's very good.
It's really, really good ice cream there. I'm a fan. Wherever you are in our great state or anywhere, if you want Strange Brew Coffee every morning, it's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And you support the Bulldog Initiative with every purchase from Strange Brew Coffee House, just like you do with our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. If you are a business owner, you are already spending money on printing. Why not spend it with a company that's been doing business in this state for 30 years, that's Bulldog owned and operated, and is going to give 10% of every sale they make with you back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name? How can you go wrong with something like that? Pip Printing and Signs, whatever you need to get people in the door, whatever you need to get people to keep coming through your doors, they have materials, they have the experience, they have the know-how to get it right. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. And check them out online. See all services they offer at pipridgeland.com. If you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. We're only, as we sit here, we're recording on a Sunday. We're only 5 days away from the start of the college baseball season. And while we might not have a first pitch time, it's certainly no excuse not to wear a cool new polo or pullover from College Corner. The M over S will be in effect this weekend. You need to get something great from College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, are you going to be able to go after the first baseball game for dinner? Maybe you can go for lunch before the game. Who knows? Because we don't know what time that game is. But whatever.
Tune in at Wednesday?
Wednesday. Is that our prediction? I'm down with that prediction, to be honest with you.
It's gotten to the point where it's just insane.
At this point, I'm just like, don't tell us. I hear a ping. Get go. But whatever time that game is, if you can find time to go to Restaurant Tyler before or after, you should absolutely do it. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend for basketball and baseball, you've got to make a trip to Restaurant Tyler for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Folks, if you don't like doing business with the people that you know, if you like dealing with corporate banks that don't know you and don't care about you and your family, then by all means, continue to do that. But me and my house, we will talk to people that we know. So if you live in Central Mississippi and you want to do business with the people in your community, if you want those guys to be talking to you about your financial decisions, then you need to talk to Priority One Bank. There are 16 locations. That means there's one near you in Central Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Get it out of the way. That was an incredible Super Bowl.
It was great.
Really, really good.
It was kind of boring early on, but I think that was thanks in large part to the two defenses, because those two defenses are really good. And I think eventually it just got to the point where they were just worn down there in the fourth quarter in overtime, and the offensive playmakers started to really come to the forefront. But I know you want to talk about it on another date, but Chris Jones won that game for them.
Yeah, he had the play
forcing the field goal there, and he did that all night. You might look at the stat sheet most weeks and see Chris Jones with like two or three tackles.
Mm-hmm.
But until you just focus in on what he does, it's really nuts. And he had, to me, one of the plays of the game and plays of the year, busting up that play and making Purdy throw it away, because that probably would have been a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But Patrick Mahomes, man, he is just he's different. He might, before it's all said and done, he might be the greatest of all time.
What I'm going to say is this, and if you get mad at me, you're just going to have to get mad. But watching the way she reacted to everything tonight, Taylor Swift is a real one, all right? She's one of us. That was me at every Mississippi State sporting event I've ever been to as a fan, and half of the ones I've covered as the media. Just up there living and dying with every play, that's me.
I never know. I never know. All the way back to when she was, when she would like act like really surprised that she won something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Kanye, like, busted up her announcement and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I never know if she's just, like, playing it. No. She knows the cameras are on her.
Nah, but it doesn't matter. She's still – that's she did good. She's
all great. That to say, I'm just not upset about Taylor Swift.
Doesn't bother me.
These games.
I'm going to say this, and everybody who gets mad about Taylor Swift, tonight my youngest daughter, Emily, watched a full football game with me. She has never done that before in her life. Never. Didn't care. I had to explain what a first down was. I had to explain everything. She had no idea. Every tackle, she was like, oh. I was like, sweetheart, these tackles happen on every play. Every play, there are tackles like this in thousands of games every year. And she was just like, she was watching and she was like, this is stressful. I was like, yeah, it is. This is my life.
If Aislinn and Emily would have got on board earlier in football and wrestling,
mm-hmm.
I mean, think about where you would be right now.
I know, right?
That's because now, all of a sudden, they're loving it.
Yeah. But Emily said she wanted to go to an NFL game this year. I was like, we can do that. We can definitely go to a Saints game. Sure.
Yeah, my wife a couple of times was locked in because of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But she actually watched the end of the ball game with me and was like fully engulfed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that bringing everybody together is because of Taylor Swift. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
But I find it hilarious, like the people that she's brought into the football world.
Mm-hmm.
Like every time they shoot up there, and it's just, you know, Blake Lively and just random people from the entertainment world that you would never think would be at a football game, and they're jumping up and down. That to me is just funny. Like I can't get enough of that. I'm waiting to see who's the new person sitting in the suites with Taylor Swift.
That could be a thing next season. If they stick it out, if they can last another year, we could be like, who is with Taylor Swift this
year? The comparison I had to it was, remember a Little Nicky when like Reese Witherspoon was the had the angels? Like that's her group, and she's in love with the devil.
Yeah.
Not to say that Travis Kelce's the devil, but I got similar vibes.
It works. So, all right. It's crazy what a big win will do for you. Mississippi State goes to Missouri, and no getting around it, Robbie. They struggled in the first half. They were, if they'd been playing anybody other than Missouri in the first half, they might have been down 5 or 6, 7 points. Instead, they were up 4 at the break. But then they completely took over in the second half, going a 20-4 run, and they get a nice, easy win over Missouri. They win by 20-plus points, and they wake up Sunday morning, and their net's back into the 30s. As we speak, right this second, it has dropped down to 36. It was 35 earlier today, but after today's results, down to 36. If you're keeping an eye on things, Washington State still comfortably a quad one win for Mississippi State. They're 40 in the net. Northwestern drops down to 56 despite winning. That's a tough one for State. State wants them in the top 50. That would add another quad one win to the resume. But all things considered, Robbie, for a team that had not won on the road this year and played really poorly in the first half, that second half was the most dominant they've been since the non-conference, and really, really looked sharp and looked like a team that can go on a little bit of a run here in these final few games and secure their seed and their place in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I think it was just a team that showed what they can do, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, offensively, just hit a few shots and it changes everything for you. And they weren't making those shots in the first half. And it was, quite frankly, it was hard to watch that first half. State seemed like they were kind of playing down to Missouri's level, and they weren't able to extend that lead out after getting up eight or nine points in the first half. And you let a team like Missouri hang around like that, and that's when upsets happen and they start to believe. And this is a Missouri team that is on the verge of completely falling apart. They have so many injuries. They're 0-11 now in the league. You had to come out and just kill them, step on their throats, and make sure that they die out. And State, very early in the second half, did that. I thought the way that they came out in the second half and approached that half was a sign of really good coaching from Chris Jans. They went in the locker room. They made adjustments. Whatever he said to him obviously worked, and he had a big game from several players. Shaquille Moore is really starting to step up. And
really
I talked about a couple weeks ago, I said somebody else has got to step up, maybe a couple of guys outside Josh Hubbard. Josh Hubbard is having to put, you know, the weight of the team's offense on his shoulders. He's the only guy that's been able to knock down shots. And he hasn't been particularly great shooting the basketball in the last few weeks, but he's still getting his points. Shaquille Moore doing what he did, hitting 4 3-pointers. He's shooting with confidence. That's huge for Mississippi State. Cam Matthews put up another sick stat line, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 7 steals, 4 assists. That's
plus
just
19,
what
is that correct?
Do what?
He was plus 19, I believe.
Last I looked on there, he was plus 19. That was midway through the
and then
half. So
Wednesday, he was plus 23.
Yeah. I mean, when he's on the court, everything is working for Mississippi State, usually.
We could embarrass a lot of people with some bumped up threads and some quoted tweets if we wanted to about Cam Matthews.
Yes. But, you know, State shot nearly 50%. In the ball game. And I know that's not going to be the case every week, but it was for this game. And I think what you saw was when you're looking at the net on Sunday, beating people up is very good for your net. Going out on the road and killing someone really helps you in that regard. State, if State wins this game by 8 points, I don't think they're moving up into the 30s in the net.
Yeah, if they eked it out, if they won by 7 or 8, they're probably still like 44, 42. But by winning easily, the net is all about metrics. It's all about, you know, and a 20, it doesn't matter who it is, a 20-point road win is good for your metrics. And so, yeah, that's exactly what State needed to have happen. And now, you know, you look at Arkansas. That is a team that should have lost Saturday. Georgia had a chance to win that game. And then you get them at home. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, what happens. You have to win. And if you win big, again, you're going to see a boost. And then you could see your net up and do, you know, 31, 32. And I keep saying it because I keep looking at the net. That Southern loss is an absolute anchor to State. They would be in the top 30 if they didn't have that loss. But it just is what it is. Weird weekend in the SEC, too, when you really look at it. Auburn got handled by Florida. Yeah. That was a very surprising result. I get it coming off of that win over Alabama, very emotional win for Auburn, but they just got murdered by what I think is a pretty average Florida team. Tennessee goes on the road, Texas A&M. Aggies get the win there and won it with relative ease, I would say. South Carolina was struggling with Vanderbilt for a minute there, but found a way to win. Kentucky, I'll just go ahead and tell you this, Robbie. This is my belief, that if State can't beat Calipari in a few weeks, is it 2 weeks from now? If they can't win that game, they're never going to have a chance to do it, because this is it for him. There's just no way I can see him, unless they make a long run in March. If they do the typical Kentucky, you know, maybe lose in the second round kind of exit, that's that. He's done.
I thought he might have been done a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I just don't think, you know, he's not delivering the results the last few years that that fan base craves and for the money he's making. So, yeah, I mean, they have not been good. That's not a great Gonzaga team.
No.
That they lost to.
That's their first quad one win.
Yeah, that's not the Gonzaga team that we've seen.
No.
So that, you know, and they've lost three straight at Rupp, right?
Yeah.
And that's like counting on the road, and they can really score, but their defense is a problem.
I'm going to enjoy Nate Oates versus Chris Beard in the Kentucky-Louisville game next year. That's coming, buddy. And I don't know who's on which side, but that's what's happening.
Think Chris Beard's one and done?
If Louisville wants to hire Chris Beard, he will be one and done. I'm not saying that, and that's not a knock on Ole Miss, all right? Louisville is a top-tier elite job. If they want to hire Chris Jans, he will go. It's just
and that. Ole Miss's basketball job is not.
It's not great. It's not
football great. Job. They can compete.
Yeah,
but the basketball job is just not one that's a big sell.
Right.
You don't get Chris Beard without him having all those allegations tied to him. That you don't get him any other way. You don't get coaches like that. Mississippi State doesn't get coaches like that.
No, no question. No,
I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that could be a spot. But on Arkansas,
they're just not.
Which everybody's been bad on the road, but they have not been good at all. They were blown out at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
They did beat Missouri, but that's a terrible Missouri team.
Yes.
Got killed by Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Got killed at Florida. Got killed when they lost by 10 at Georgia, but they haven't been close on the road. This is. Whether you have DJ Jeffries or not, this is, again, a must win for Mississippi State. I think Trey Fort will probably be back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about DJ. He's still limping around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get through this and win this game without DJ and get basically, you know, two and a half weeks of him getting a rest and getting fully healthy for that Ole Miss game at home, then you're cooking. And at that point, you're back to 500, which was my prediction. They could get back to 500 when Ole Miss came to town. You're in good shape. 6-6 going to that Ole Miss game. I still think 8 wins could get you in. 9 should be a solid, I guess, say shots should solidify themselves in the tournament. But
yeah,
this is a big stretch here.
Yeah,
and really beyond that at LSU too.
Yeah. LSU was an interesting, you know, that they were in that game for a hot second there against Alabama. I think they had the lead with about 8 minutes to go, and then Alabama just took off. And once again, that's twice now against LSU they've scored over 100 points, I believe. Just a crazy, crazy couple games. Alabama's last three games, they scored 99 on State. They gave up 99 to Auburn, and they score over 100 on LSU. Weird. Alabama's a good team. Don't get me wrong, but that's a weird stretch for the Crimson Tide.
I think the way that they play, kind of it leans that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, some of those Florida teams back in the day that would shoot all those three pointers. Like on any given day, they could blow out anybody in the country. They could also get blown out and give a bunch of points. Just like the style of play that they have. It happens from time to time. I think you see that a little bit with Tennessee, too.
Mm-hmm.
If Tennessee's like that, too, the pace that they play with. I mean, they look unbeatable some weeks and then get blown out. But I don't know if I've seen a more stark contrast between home and away for teams this year.
It's really weird. It's really weird how it's always tough to win on the road in any sport. But this year in SEC basketball, the home teams have just – they've just dominated. I mean, to see Florida beat up Auburn that way, to see Texas A&M kind of handle Tennessee that way. I mean, I'd have to look, but I mean, State with two home losses is like, it's surprising. They just, what can you do? So they have got to find a way to maintain that home court advantage this Saturday against Arkansas. And you're right about Trey Fort getting another few days to recuperate. He should be back in the rotation. I think he traveled with the idea of I'm going to test it out and see, because why would he go to, it's one thing, you know, he was at Ole Miss in Alabama, and it's like, okay, well, you know, that's a bus ride, You don't get on the plane unless you think you might have a chance to play. So, and you had talked about Shaq Moore. That's the key for State, is that third guy. Because you mentioned Hubbard having to carry things. It's Tolu and Hubbard, right? Hubbard has reached the point with me, Robbie, where I have an expectation of him. I expect 15, 16, 17 points out of him. If they doesn't get that, they're definitely not going to win. But it's who that third and fourth guy are going to be. And let's not undersell the return of Keyshawn Murphy to this team. Only 7 points, but the 7 big points, 4 rebounds. And more importantly, he's able to give guys a blow here and there, give them a rest, let them have a few minutes on the bench. State doesn't have to lose or sacrifice much as far as its lineup goes. Jimmy Bell didn't score much, but I think he had 7 rebounds in this game. So, I mean, that's useful, if nothing else. So, really good game for Mississippi State. They got everything they needed out of it, and they played really, really well, I thought. And like I said, now they get some time to recoup, relax, and get back to it on Saturday. Well, it should be a really big crowd at the Hump. I'll make an assumption that they will schedule the game time around the basketball game so that baseball doesn't interfere. And you should be able, if you get a doubleheader, you're going to get baseball, football. I imagine you're going to get basketball, then baseball, probably because it's a 1 o'clock tip. So probably
I got to think
4 o'clock first pitch, 4:30.
Nothing else would make sense. Well, like during the day, other
somebody
than
else was
like
the athletic director, they would just schedule it. So.
Yeah, 11 a.m., which I don't think they would do.
No,
probably. I mean, 4 o'clock would be fair, I think.
Yeah, 4:30, something like that. So, and we'll see what happens. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Congratulations to the winner. I need to look up. I haven't looked here. Let me see if I can find it. But I know they announced the winners of the Mississippi Cattlemen's Association, the best burger and best steakhouse. The best burger went to our friend Robert St. John, and so congratulations to him. But I have not seen who won for steakhouse. Let me see if I can find that. Here it is, right here. Jason's Southern Table. So where is this? This is in Kosciuszko.
What?
Make a reservation, brother. We're going to this place.
I've never heard of this place.
Jason's Southern Table. When are they open? They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 9. Man, this place looks. Oh my God, they got like a chocolate cake going here. They got crab legs. I'm sorry for the dead air. I'm just looking at their menu. It's pretty good. All right. 30 shrimp for $21.95.
Oh, they're the old school like steak and salad bar.
Yeah.
Spot.
Buddy, we've talked about that before. That's a sure sign of quality.
Yes.
All right. So congrats to Jason's Southern Table. Congrats to Ed's Burger Joint. They are the winners of this year's Mississippi Cattlemen's Best Burger and Best Steak in Mississippi. But, hey, the best steak is the one you cook yourself. So is the best burger. So do that this weekend. Fire up the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. You continue to research this restaurant, Robbie.
For Super Bowl, it was just me and Becky and Natty, but –
yeah.
Becky asked what we wanted to do, and I said, let's do some wings. So just some wings.
Yeah.
But I wanted to try out some Philly egg rolls.
Yeah.
So we experimented with a Philly spring roll.
Yeah.
Much like the ones you might get at Bulldog Burger.
Mm-hmm. I hear they make
it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good. I couldn't quite get it as good as –
well,
it's
Bulldog
Burger, and maybe I was missing something.
It's your first time.
It was good. I got a few left over. I'm going to pop in there
beef
fryer
as
tomorrow.
Well. I think I told you, I did Mississippi pot roast today.
Yes.
And so I used that roast that Paul Jones had given me, and I didn't realize because when he handed it to me, I just put it in the freezer straight away, right? I never looked at it. It had a big old bone in it. So
the deer roast?
No, deer? It was cow. It was just,
oh, I thought he gave you like a deer.
He gave me some deer steak.
Gotcha.
But he gave me a chuck roast. And so it had the big bone in it. So I pulled that out because it was so tender. I just pulled it right out and then scooped all that marrow out. And
oh, yeah.
In there with the meat. Oh, it's so good today. So
I had a Mississippi pot roast for lunch on Saturday, but it was Mississippi pot roast sandwich.
I'm going to do that for dinner tonight. That's my Monday night dinner coming. I'll go get some leftovers. So
put it on a hoagie.
Yeah, I got some butter buns.
Well, that works too.
There we go. A lot of talk about beef. And now I'm hungry again. It's almost 11 o'clock. I don't need to deal with that. You end up making me stop at Waffle House or something. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. Guys, again, if you're going to be in Starkville this weekend, let's make sure we've got a trip to Two Brothers lined up and ready to go. That's a Bulldog Initiative business as well, and a place that Robbie and I are both such big fans of. We were talking about Two Brothers before they were even a sponsor. That's why they became a sponsor. They were like, you guys are giving, which is, on their part, not the smartest move. They could have continued to get free publicity, but we'll take it. We appreciate them. We love them at Two Brothers. Smoked Southern soul food.
Oh, you know it's paid off tenfold. Oh,
we have a mutually beneficial relationship. There's no
That's problem. Right.
Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you.
Promised.
Like I'm like a drunk guy doing that. Hey, you need a copier? Go to Vantage Business System. Copiers out the wazoo. Anyway, they can.
Was that Cajun? Was that a Cajun drunk guy?
Absolutely not.
You switched over in your dialect.
How offensive on you? How that I would do something like that? Are you kidding me right now?
You would never,
never do something like that. Anyway, if you need a new copier or a printer or something like that, you want to call Advantage Business Systems, and they'll get you taken care of. And, of course, service after the sale, it's the best around because they're in Mississippi just like you. A lot of times if you call them with an issue, they can get out to you the exact same day. Your business can't afford to wait, so call Advantage Business Systems, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Collegiate Collection wrong answer. Maroon & Co. here in Starkville. They have a Collegiate Collection, too, because the entire store is the Collegiate Collection. There's no going in there for, you know, a suit. They might have a suit. Do you think, I need a state script suit. Just maroon, white state script.
Somebody could fix that up for you.
They could probably. So
yeah.
I'm going to give you guys, this is something that's always bothered me. I'm going to tell you now. Sometimes you go to the baseball game and you just want to buy a hat and you just want the plain old maroon M over S hat. Well, good luck getting that at the game. They never have those. They have all these wacky hats there and they never have just the old fashioned what the players are wearing maroon M over S. They've got those at Maroon & Co. So check them out. And of course, they are the official provider and the exclusive provider of Bulldog Initiative gear. So when you're in Starkville this weekend, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. on the agenda. From the good to the bad, Robbie, you were at the hump on Sunday for the women's game, and an early injury to Jess Carter just kind of threw the Bulldogs into disarray, and then you had a Florida team that simply could not miss from the field, and that turns into a really, you know, from a statistical standpoint, a really, really bad loss. Now, it's one state can shake off as long as they get back to it next week, but how surprised were you with this result? Did you feel like, you know, hey, they've won five in a row, and maybe they're due for a stinker, or did this one just catch you off guard?
It caught me off guard a little bit. I'm starting to wonder, can states, men and women, be good at the same time? I don't think it's possible.
I've always thought about state is if they're playing on the same – if two teams are playing on the same day, you got to pick the one you want to win the most because you never get a complete day out of
them. Yeah, it's crazy. But I think you're right. I think the injury to Jessica Carter was really what would springboard Florida. She goes down the first quarter, and I thought they really took advantage of that because, I mean, she dominated them in the first meeting. She had 20 points and 16 rebounds. They have one true post player, and she's not a, you know, super threat offensively, and I think State really took advantage of that the last time that they played. The guard play from Florida was just too much to overcome. Leilani Correa, who came from St. John, she had 31 against State the first time they met. She had 29 today. The shooting was just unbelievable. I don't know. You know, State could have played better defense, but I don't know what they could have done to slow them down.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just, you know, they were just in a zone, and State was not. It was just one of those games where the other team is playing out of their mind and you're having a bad day, and it almost always turns out badly when that happens. When you can find very few situations where it doesn't. And it's one of those where if you're State, you have to just chalk it up, tip your hat, and move on. You can't dwell on this, and you can't let this kind of sit with you. You've got to get it out of your head, because you got some opportunities ahead too. And
yeah.
I thought Sam Purcell made a good point. If somebody would have told him he'd be 5-1 in the stretch, he would have jumped on that. I think everybody would.
Yeah, I agree.
So you give yourself a little bit of equity there, because you beat LSU and you beat A&M on the road. So to me, it kind of cancels out a little bit. State's season is going to be defined in their seeding too in the NCAA tournament. It's going to be defined on what they do on the road at Ole Miss, Auburn, and Alabama. Mm-hmm. And those three games are coming up in the next four. I think State needs to be 2-1 in those. And if you're able to do that, I think that you finish possibly top four in the league and have a probably 6-7 seed in the NCAA tournament. I think that's a good, really good regular season.
Yeah, State was 27th coming into today's net rankings. They have not updated the women's rankings as of yet, but you look on this schedule and you see that State's already beaten LSU. Didn't they beat Creighton?
Last year.
That was okay. I knew they had beaten them. Okay, I thought it was this year, so my bad. You mentioned Alabama. They were just behind Mississippi State in the net. Where's Ole Miss in the net? There they are, 52. So on the road, that would be a net. I know the women do it differently. I know, but I don't care. That would be a quad one win for Mississippi State if they were able to go to Oxford next Sunday and get that victory. So that'll be a good one. So, yeah, I agree. I think State will just shake it. I think the injury or the early injury just put State in a disarray early. Uh-huh. And you know, so sometimes that happens. Even though she was able to come back and play, it just messes with your head sometimes. So not a great day for the ladies, but we'll see if they can't get it figured out. I'm pretty sure they will next Sunday when they head up to Oxford.
I don't understand why the women select the NCAA tournament so differently. It really makes no sense to me. They go
it's the 1 same
through 25.
And everything else. It's just the same thing. It's like the women and the men should look. If we're going to do this in like the salary argument, I get why the men make bigger salaries. I get it. All right, the money coming in is bigger, but
have the same rules.
But at least I have the same rules, you know. And
I think the men should go to four quarters.
Oh, I definitely think that. And
the flow of the game is so much better
because you reset the fouls and you don't have in the final moments of the game. Every time somebody comes on the floor, they're shooting free throws. You don't have that. So,
and you basically have one timeout every quarter, like the TV timeout.
Yeah.
Like you played a 5 minutes, timeout, come back, play 5 more minutes.
Right.
It's just the flow is just so much.
You're preaching to the choir right now.
The game for everybody might not be easier to watch. Mm-hmm. I get it. But the way that the game plays out to me is a lot more easier. But and also, like, I just don't get the whole selection process that they do top 25 wins, top 50 wins, top 75 or top 100 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing, but they measure everything the same. They don't measure out road wins, they don't measure out things. It makes no sense to me. So, you know, Florida beating State and State beating Florida, you know, had that been too, you know, had State. Well, I don't know how to explain it any other way, but the road games don't matter as much as the home games. They're all the same pretty much.
Right.
And that, to me, just – that shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. For the men, both those road games, both those wins would be quad one wins for Florida and for Mississippi State. They would have exchanged quad one wins. But for the women, like you said, it's not that way.
Road win should mean more to a team's resume.
It should. I absolutely agree. I wish there was a net I don't know if simulator is the right word or whatever. I would love to see what state's net was if I took that quad four loss off. I would love to know what that number is. You know how like
Southern.
Yeah, you know, like 24/7 used to have that, or has that commitment calculator where you can add guys and take guys off, and you sort of see how the class stacks up. I wish I could do that with the net and just say, it just change that one loss into a win, so state would be 6-0 in quad four. I would be almost willing to guarantee they'd go up five spots.
Yeah,
at least five spots, I think. Because I mean, you look at
the rest of the resume. There's not a bad loss on there.
Right, state has a quad three loss. That's the Georgia Tech loss.
But, yeah. I
mean, that's a power five team on the road.
You would dismiss that. Like if you had a, if you took away the Southern loss,
you would totally dismiss that.
They
loss.
Would.
Yeah.
That what, how many quad two through quad three wins do they have, or quad four wins do they have?
State is 10-2, quad three, quad four.
Okay. So 11-1.
Exactly.
And like that completely changes the whole complexion.
Just looking at it like this, right? Wake Forest is a team that's directly ahead of State right this second, right? Their quad one, quad two is 5-7. State is 6-6. Cincinnati is two spots ahead. Their quad one, quad two is 4-7. Again, State is 6-6. Virginia is now they're 6-4, so they're not a good example. Florida is ahead of State. Their quad one, quad two is 5-7. They do have a head-to-head over State, but regardless of that, I mean, State is just that loss is killing them. And we said that it would when it happened. The day that happened, we said, hey, this is going to be the case all year, and whatever happens with State the rest of the way, that loss is going to affect them, and you're seeing it right now. So, all right.
And it might cost them.
So cost them.
Had things been differently, it could have cost them like a 4 or 5 seed.
Yeah.
It might keep them out of the tournament.
One seed in the second round. I mean, it might be being a 7 and being a 1.
Might be the difference. Might be the difference in an 8 or 9 seed or a 7. It might be the difference of them being in the last 4 in. I mean, it's just it's a killer. That's why you have to win those games.
Yeah.
And State doesn't have any excuses. You can't just say Tolu was out. You should have beat them without Tolu.
You were up 9 with or you're up 10 with like 5 minutes to go. Yeah, there's no excuse to lose that game. So. Oh, well.
What's their – I mean, in Southern – I mean, it's not –
Southern has been back and forth this year with quad four and quad five – or quad three and quad four.
Three.
So let me see where they are.
Like, aren't they leading the SWAC?
Yes.
Not that helps church it up, but
– I think they're leading the SWAC. They're 11-9 on the year. Is that right? They've only played 20 games?
They're 14-9.
What am I looking at then?
They're 8-2 in SWAC games.
Okay.
They played a tough schedule.
Looking at the net rankings homepage, it says 11-9.
I'm on their.
I mean, I believe. I certainly believe you. But
they've won 5 in a row. I mean, they played a tough schedule, but that's you're never going to win.
You ready?
When playing them.
You ready? That is an NC2A tournament team, right?
Yeah.
They are phenomenal. Their conference, they are phenomenal. They're going.
They may very well be.
They'll probably win this one, so we'll see.
But right, if they do, you're still going to be. Still going to be in the 90s, 100s somewhere.
But it'll be funny to say, well, I mean, they were a tournament team. All right, tomorrow's show. Robbie alluded to it a little bit earlier. I want to talk about Chris Jones tomorrow. Super Bowl champion for the third time in his career. Made, as Robbie said, the play of the game. What's his legacy now? You know, we focus so much on Dak Prescott. And the best defensive lineman in the league is a Mississippi State Bulldog, in my opinion, Chris Jones. So let's talk about him tomorrow on the show. We'll talk a little more baseball. Hopefully, I got to think, Robbie, I got to think on Monday we're going to get these times, right?
Oh, you think, huh?
I know.
You think?
I know. We'll see. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Guys, have a great one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.